The municipality of Castleman held a public meeting on July 10th to update residents and hear their thoughts on proposed changes to its wastewater treatment system. According to CAO Yves Morissette, the municipality continues to favor what it considers the most beneficial option, the continuous discharge of treated wastewater into the South Nation River.
The municipality continues the project for expanding the sewage treatment system that we currently have. So in the master plan, the water and wastewater infrastructure master plan that was approved in 2024, there were two options for the expansion of our sewage treatment plant system. So the first option was a continuous discharge in the South Nation River. Currently, the municipality doesn't have the necessary permits to discharge treated wastewater into the South Nation River year-round. So basically, from May 15th till September 30th, we cannot discharge any treated wastewater into the South Nation River. So the growth that actually happens in the municipality of Castleman is putting some pressure on our storage capacities. So the storage capacities is ensured by a system of three lagoons, and those with the growth needs to be controlled to prevent any nearby spillage. So we need to control the levels of our lagoons. So the first option is to have a continuous discharge. The second option entails constructing additional lagoon cells so that we expand the storage that we have. So the expansion of lagoon space is both costly and disruptive for the neighboring property owners. So this is not an ideal option, but it is still an option.
If the Ministry of the Environment, Conservation and Parks approves the continuous discharge option, CAO Yves Morissette says the municipality will still need to carry out maintenance on the existing wastewater treatment system, an upgrade expected to cost around $2.5 million.
Once we get approval, the municipality will have some work to do on its current wastewater treatment system. So there's investments to the tune of $2 million to be added so that we can maintain the thresholds imposed by the ministry in terms of effluent. So there is some modifications that will have to happen on the current infrastructure so that we are within the thresholds imposed by the ministry in terms of effluent.
According to CAO Yves Morissette, the decision now rests with the Ministry of the Environment, Conservation and Parks, which will determine whether continuous discharge is allowed. He expects the municipality will receive a response in the coming months.
As I mentioned, the package will be assembled and submitted to the ministry if it's not done already. It's hard to say how much time the ministry will take to consider the application, but we completed all of the studies so far. We had all of the statutory meetings with the public. So we are confident that our package is complete and provides strong arguments in favor of option number one. So depending on how much time the ministry needs to consider the package, it may go from 1 month, 2 months, or 3 months. So that is to be determined by the ministry.
This has been Rose Gresla with CJRO Radio, supported by the Local Journalism Initiative.